Oh, I am so excited, Susan. You know, and you always teach about work with your people in your line, you know, in your team, even if they're not totally enrolled by you, but they're in your team. And Kevin and Kathy Lewis have been working so, they really have got their focus and been working so hard in the last few months, and they just, in the last couple weeks, got to be one-star Golden Circle. And I am so happy for them, and so I just wanted to put my hats off to those two that have been working so hard. And Kathy and I have just been working together and doing training calls with her group and how important it is to get those Isagenix products in their hands before the first of the year, just everything. So it's been really, really exciting to work with those guys.
Well, awesome. Congratulations, Barbie, on that. And really digging deep in the team. And that's how we really begin to develop people. And so often I'll say to people, this is quite hilarious, I'll say, how big is your team? And they'll say 12, but their team is like 200 people. And I'm like, really? Your team is 12, but I see in your tree you've got 200 people. That's interesting. How many of those 12, how many of those people are you getting paid on? And they're like, well, all of them. And I'm going, yeah, that's the whole point. You know, anyone from you down is your team, right? And if you're blessed enough to be in a position where you've had people placed under you, then that's fantastic. Even if you didn't sponsor them, it's still your team because you're getting paid on them, right? And I want you to imagine it's analogous to this. If you were in the corporate world, and let's say you were the manager of a division, and one of the senior vice presidents hired someone and put them in your division, and you were getting remunerated on what your division produced, would you not work with that person even though you didn't hire them? Of course you would, and it's the same thing here. The Isagenix compensation plan is very, very, very similar to that. So, you know, thank you, Barbie, for that. That's a great win and a great share. Well, guys, we're going to get into it this morning, keeping things on task. And a quick announcement, Eric Warre is scheduled to be on the Team Success Call tonight. So if you are going to tune into that, I would encourage you to tune in early. And if you're in Canada, recently, you know, some carriers have stopped accepting that line, but there are ways to dial in and dial around it. So just, you know that. And, you know, whether you dial in on Skype or whatever, we close out the line so we won't hear the background noise anyway. And it's going to be a great. So here we are, and it's December 15th. We have 16 days left in the year. 16 days. And I want this just for a moment. We've been talking about what if the rest of the year could be the best of the year. Really thinking about that, you know, connoting that, saying that. What would that look like for you? You know, what would you have to do differently, and what would you have to let go of? And it was interesting because while I was away, I was also doing more NLP training and learning how to create more anchors, and it was, you know, really fascinating stuff. And the reality is, oftentimes we don't move forward. Go ahead, write this down, please. We move forward because we are carrying our past around with us, and instead of keeping the past behind us, we're keeping the past out in front of us, so we end up attracting the same situations that caused us pain and whether consciously or subconsciously, of people who have caused us past, and we keep reliving it over and over and over again. And the people in Isagenix who make the most money are the people who are willing to boldly go forward and let go of the past. And some of you are holding on to your past like a vice grip. I haven't rank advanced. I haven't signed up any leaders and da, da, da. And the truth is, guys, as long as you keep that past in front of you, you're going to keep walking into it over and over and over and over again. So I'm not going to do it today, but there's a great exercise to do to create an anchor to put that all behind you, which is very. So I've got questions we're going to work through this morning, and we're going to start with the first 10 questions. And as we do this, especially if you're not someone who generally steps out every day, there are some people who are like so quick to jump out. You know, if you're someone listening right now and you're not someone who usually steps out, this is a great time. Okay. And for those of you who are not stepping out and sharing, I want you to be writing your answers to these questions. So here we go. The lines are open. Okay. So the first question is, what were my big wins in my Isagenix business in 2014? Okay. So what were my, if you could say my big wins, what were the wins in my Isagenix business in 2014? Okay, so write that question down. It's very important that we have perspective. I see people, they come up to me, they're complaining, nothing's moving forward. I personally, you know, I made a big, bold decision last week that I'm not going to listen to any complaining. If someone walks up to me and I'll give them a hug, I'll say, I'm not the person you need to do that to. I'm just not open, because I'm not open any longer to taking on energy of other people that is negative. So we always want to focus forward. And in order to do that, we have to be willing, even if you didn't rank advance, even if things didn't go quite the way you'd hoped at the beginning of the year, that you can focus on those wins and create anchors around those wins. So who would like to jump out and share a win? And maybe it's a physical, personal, it's a business, but what one win from your business in this last year?
Susan, it's Diane.
Hey, Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. My big win for 2014 was cycling 5 times in one day.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Yay! That's so huge.
It was.
So may I offer you a little NLP technique to create an anchor for that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you. So what I want you to do, not right now, but I want you today to go get a rock, and maybe you're like me. I have some very beautiful rocks that I've brought back from Sedona on my desk, you know, whatever it is. People give me beautiful polished stones. I love polished stones. Someone gave me a crystal quartz heart, and it's stunning on my desk. Anyway, I want you to find a rock today, Diane, and I want you to take some time, and I want you to think about, hold that rock in your hand, close your eyes, and I want you to think about that feeling of cycling 5 times in one day. And I want you to bring that into your spirit, and I want you to think about how that feels, $250 a day and done, you know, every day. That's $1,500 a week. That's $75,000 plus a year. And I want you to bring that in, and then I want you to associate a color with that energy, and then I want you to send, so you're going to take a deep breath in, fill your body with that energy, and then exhale it into the rock. And then we're going to do that 4 times. I want you to do that 4 times. And then when after you've done the exercise, you can post either on my fan page or wherever you want to post and let me know that you did it so I can hold you capable on that. And then holding that feeling, every time you hold that rock, and I want you to do that once a day, you're going to experience that feeling and create that anchor for yourself. And then in 2015, being able to cycle 5 times a day, and then what's going to happen when it's 5 times an hour. Right? How powerful is that going to be? So that's how you create an anchor. So thank you for jumping out. I love it.
You're welcome. Thank you for the advice.
You go, girl. All right. So next question. How did I grow personally this year? How did I grow personally this year? Okay. So we look at where we were the start of 2014. Okay. And then how we are now. Okay, and I know some of you have gone and done some amazing personal development events. I know my good friend Camille Lawson, many of you know Camille, she went skydiving with Kenyon and broke through a lot of fears. It just, that personal growth is really key. So I'd like someone to jump out who hasn't shared yet this morning and share, how did you grow personally this year? Maybe you let go of something, let go of some anger, whatever it is. Who wants to jump out?
Michael.
Hey, go for it, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. I think how we've grown this year is really educating our team on how to move forward, more important in personal growth, really educating our team on books to read, on how to develop themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, all that kind of stuff, and really teaching them the insides of this business.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael, for that. And let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Compared to where you were, okay, not about the team, and I love your answer. Everyone's like, oh, I'm not going to share now. Susan's actually doing live coaching. Please do share. It's all done with love. I love you all. Michael, when compared to where you were, okay, December the 15th in, say, 2013, okay, to who you are, the man you are today, what's different?
What's different? I'm going to say confidence level in speaking to, you know, I'm going to say to our team. I don't know, just a better understanding of this business. I'm sorry, I'm just driving as we're talking here.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. And just the personal growth that I went through personally, and I'm going to go back to, you know, being stuck in our business, which allowed me to go back and do a lot of personal growth about myself,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was a huge thing for me, and that's where I know I've grown, you know, spiritually, mentally, all that kind of stuff, going back to the books and really learning about myself.
Awesome.
Did I answer the question?
That's good. That's good. So I know you're driving. So, you know, maybe one of your amazing team leaders, Carolyn, or someone will hold you capable in this one. So one of the first words you used and the word you used with the strongest conviction was the word confidence. So what I want you to do is I want you to write the word confidence, perhaps on a post-it note or something, and then sitting with your wife, you know, maybe take a few minutes this week sometime, but, you know, sooner the better, and look at where confidence showed up for you in 2014 and assisted you in overcoming a challenge, because we always want to anchor ourselves in a word that we can use to take ourselves forward in the coming year. So thank you for jumping out, even though you're driving. I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. All right, question three. Okay, question three. What health gains did I make in 2014? What health gains did I make in 2014? So who wants to jump out?
I do.
Who said that?
Hi, this is Joyce here.
Hi, Joyce. Good morning, sweetheart. I would love to hear. What are your health gains?
Oh, my goodness. I just started a business in October, and I have lost 14 pounds. I'm down 2 dress sizes, and I just feel amazing. I mean, it's like somebody just turned the light bulb on after being in slow motion for about 20 years.
Wow. And I can hear it in your voice, Joyce. That is awesome. Now, I'm going to give you a gift this morning, too. Everyone who shares gets a gift. So my gift for you is I want you to take some time, and maybe you've already done this, to journal that feeling and create those words that you associate, because it's so new, being down 14 pounds, and imagine what 14 pounds of butter looks like, and 2 dress sizes, because as you go on in this isogenics journey and years go by, you never want to lose that excitement of your first experience, right? And that's going to be the thing, Joyce, that helps you create a 6, multiple 6, and 7-figure income. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, next question. The next question is which isogenics products helped me the most in 2014? Which isogenics products helped me the most in 2014? So when we're contemplating this, some of us have been here just like Joyce, like not even 2 full months, right? And some of us have been here for years. And one of the things we always want to go back to is this. What excites us, and sometimes it's easy to lose perspective, right? And it's the same thing in our relationships. It's the same thing with all sorts of things. And there's a saying that I keep on my vision board, or my bulletin board in my other house, which is this, that the things you complain about are the things you used to dream about. So that's a powerful one, right? So we always want to remember the core of Isagenix is our products, is 83% of people are product users. So who would like to share? What products in 2014 or which product helped you the most?
I'll share.
Who just said I'll share?
This is Carol.
Hey,
now
Carol. Hey.
I love the shape. I always go back to them. They've helped me the most. I had this terrible muffin top I was very self-conscious about, just looked like a frumpy woman, and it's gone. I have lost a total of 12 pounds since June, and it's hard for me to lose because of, I'm just short, and it's just hard. So I'm excited, and I always go back to my shape.
Awesome. And you lost the muffin top. And you know what? When I do, I'll do on Wednesday, I'll do the release the past regression exercise. I'm just making a note to myself. So, Miss Carol, you'll want to be on for that because we're going to use some NLP to change and shift some of the things that you're holding on to. So jumping in all this morning?
Sure.
All right. Number five, which personal development books and audios did I complete? Ooh, because you see, only 10% of people finish the book or finish the audio. So, and we always want to be doing about one a month. So which personal development books and audios did I complete? Anyone want to jump out?
Can Lewis jump out?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay. Marshall Silver's Secrets of Power and Influence and Marshall Silver's Millionaire Mindset. I've listened to them about two or three times. I'm listening to them again.
Thank you, Lewis, for that. And that's so huge because, you see, once the mind is shifted, it can never go back to its original form. And in Scripture, it says you can't put what? New wine in what? Old wineskin. So, and Christ was talking about that as we grow in our faith, and we can't ever go back to form because we will know, right? So, and we always want to be working on our mind. Always, right? So, and I know Lewis is always working on his mind and doing that. And so it's so powerful to complete the program. And you may pick up a book and not resonate with all of it, but it could be what you read in chapter 29 that gives you this light bulb moment. And like we had Jimmy Smith last Monday, you know, Think and Grow Rich. Jimmy has a very extensive personal development library. He's always listening to some reading something. He's so powerful that way. All right.
Susan?
Yes, Lewis.
May I just add a little to that?
Sure.
Listening to this again and again really, really is powerful. This morning I was listening once again to Secrets of P&I, Power and Influence. As I was listening, I was experiencing how I've shifted. And I was receiving the information in a different way. I was allowing more of it in. There was a lot of the resistance that my mind used to bring to it was gone. And I was able to feel the power in a way that I hadn't before. So that's the value of doing it again and again and again and again. Getting past where the mind, where the conscious mind says, I know it. Because, as you know, it's not about what the conscious mind knows. It's about what at a core level.
Very powerful. Thank you, Lewis, for that. That's awesome. And And some of them, you might listen to one and you listen to it over and I know over and I have one that I've listened to probably at least 10 times from start to finish. It's about 6 hours long this year. And I do it while I'm running, right? So it's constant. Next, here we go. Big one. Where did I waste time in 2014? Where did I waste time in 2014? Who wants to vulnerable in a way that makes you stronger and share? Where did you waste your time in 2014? No judgment.
It's Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Absolutely, unequivocally on Facebook.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Sue, for that. And my beauty, my love, my friend, my Libra sister, what are you going to do to shift that in 2015?
Schedule my time so that it's very efficient and proficient time.
Yeah. Awesome. And it's so powerful to reflect in a way that's not judgmental, you know what I mean? And to go, okay, you know, I see what I did, and I'm just making a course correction, right? Because we all do it. We all waste our time in certain things. And you know, for Chris and I, in moving, there's been a lot of evil, a lot of change, a lot of, you know, so on. And I, you know, spent some time doing this exercise myself as I was preparing it and going, I see where I wasted time, you know, and where I didn't delegate the way I can. It's powerful to be able to do that. All right. Yes. Yeah,
if I could say something and be even more vulnerably open, is also, for me, it's also looking at what I should be doing, like planning without executing.
Yeah. And so you and I have been friends for a long time. I'm gonna challenge you as we go through these exercises. It's going to be today, Wednesday, and next Monday. And then, you know, also in our leadership group we're in, I'm going to ask you to plan less. And I'm going to challenge you to every day only write out 3 things you are committed to. 3. Not 8 or 9 or 10 or 20, but 3. Because if you do that, and you can nail 3, and you're like, yeah, Susan, I can nail 3, girl. I can do that with a blindfold on while making dinner for all of my siblings and my nieces, my grandchildren, and my children. I could do all of that blindfolded. Then after a year, you will have accomplished over 100 things towards your business. Let me get my math on straight. Oh, my gosh, 1,000 things towards your business. I was at a retreat where I was fasting for a week, so I'm, like, just getting my head on. But it's, you know, 1,000 things towards your business. And it's proven that when we commit to less, we actually do more, right? There's a clinical study done in Texas, and what they did was they looked at 2 groups of people, savers, and the people who actually saved less than people who committed to small, consistent goals that they knew they could hit. And it's the same thing with exercise. It's the same thing. This is a call of truth and vulnerability, because I will be no other way. It's the same thing for those of you in a relationship and you're struggling, say, with, you know, making love with your partner. You know, you commit to once a week, right? It happens, right? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So thank you, Sue, for that. And I'm going to challenge you to do that and hold you capable on that. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. All right, so here we go. This is a big one. These are some deep ones. Number 7, did my attitude reflect my goals this past year? No. If no, how so? Okay, did my attitude reflect my goals this past year? If no, how so? And so when I had the honor to train on the stage with Jim Rohn on 3 occasions, Jimmy, if you want to make $100,000 a year, give $100,000 in service. If you want to make $1 million a year, serve at a level, $1 million a year in service, but your attitude, as Jimmy Smith says, has got to reflect the income you desire.
Not right now, buddy.
So who wants to share? Did your attitude reflect your goals this year, and if no, how so?
Hey, Susan, it's Carolyn.
Hey, B.
Well, I would ask if there's somebody on the call who I've been texting or if they would like to jump out and share, because sometimes we need a little bit of encouragement. So I'm just going to hold a space for about 5 seconds here.
I'm here, Carolyn, and thank you for that. I was just going to jump out. It's Gail. What a great sleep, honestly. And I'm not sure I really understand the question about attitudes, because I think I have a great attitude, but I'm not sure if it matched what I wanted to accomplish, or maybe I wasn't really clear enough with my goals so that my attitude didn't jive. I'm not sure.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. And I'll let me frame it in. How many of you would agree Jimmy Smith is an exceptional human being?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Lewis, for that. Anyone else think Jimmy's an exceptional human being?
The best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Jimmy and his family, and for those of you who know Kathy, she is an exceptional human being. They've made $40 million in 12 years, okay? So I haven't made $40 million. I've made 12. But let's just assume, unless Jimmy's on the call, that no one else has made $40 million. But to make $40 million, you have to have a $40 million attitude. And Jimmy, it's constant. He shared it all last week, the visualization, the personal development. It's just on and on and on and on, and you go to his house nonstop, right? And so the question is this. If you didn't make the money you set out to at the beginning of the year, it comes down to attitude. If you know how to do three-way calls and launch parties and you're coming on this call and you know how to eight-step people, then, you know all the things Jimmy does. It's the attitude that is the variable, right? So I didn't make $3 million this year in Isagenics. I made $2 million. And so I didn't have a $3 million attitude. So what is the gap for me? That's the question, right? That's where the self-reflection comes in. I know the answer to that. That's my question for you. If the money you wanted to make, and you look at someone in Isagenics making the money you want to make, what's the gap? And that's not maybe one you can answer in 2 seconds on this call. Would anyone like to take a stab at it?
Susan, you can tell me no because I already spoke, but it's something I've been giving a lot of thought to.
Go for it.
What I discovered is that although I am very confident, I'm particularly confident on the outside, that I've really discovered recently how there are some really limiting beliefs that are still creeping, and I allow them to, and they go back a long, long time, and I let them take over. And they were limiting beliefs that prior to now, I thought, oh, no, I'm past that. Well, I'm not past that. And it was great to just get to a point where I could see it.
Mm.
No, really, really strong stuff about money, about deserving. And one of my things was I recognized how much guilt I have been carrying for decades in my life. And, I look at it and I say, well, I know I've got the talent, I've got the skills, but I have allowed those things to say, no, you shouldn't move forward more.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm happy about it. I'm not, because I'm becoming aware of it, and now I know what to do about it.
That's awesome, Lewis. And Lewis, and you know what? Thank you for being so vulnerable, and that's amazing. And here's where we can all coach, self-coach, because I believe that we all have the answers internally. So one of the things that you're all going to want to do is the person is at the next level that you want to be at, not 50 levels up, but the next level, and see if they'd be willing to do a 15-minute interview with you, but prepare the questions. And so I sat down with Kathy and Jim one day, and I asked them these questions. What do you do when you get a negative email? What do you do when someone questions your integrity, when you know you're in integrity? I asked the hard questions, not the light questions, but the hard questions. What course or what book, transforms your thinking the most? That kind of stuff. And it's 15 minutes. Productive people, they don't have a lot of time, and it's that person at the next level. So if you're a 3-star, interview someone who's a solid paid as 4-star. Whatever they're doing, if you have the same amount of skills, something is different in the mindset. And this is analogous to, it was interesting at this retreat because there was a woman there who owns a triathlon store, and she knows some people that I know in the racing world. And it brought me back to triathlon when I was racing pro triathlon, that at a certain level, we're all training the same, we're eating the same things, but why is it some people take the podium and some don't? It comes down to attitude, which ultimately the attitude is rooted in the thinking, right? We can control our thoughts. You may think you can't, but with practice, meditation, prayer, devotion, you can control your thoughts. Control your thoughts, control your life. It's as simple as that. So we want to be able to take a look into how successful people think. And, one of the people at my retreat, he's worth 300 million pounds. And I had a chance to get into his mind and see how he thinks, 300 million pounds. So, if you don't know what the British pound is, he's worth about $300 million. Right? All right.
Hey, Susan, it's Carolyn. Can I just jump out for one sec?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I would say that my attitude was not one of a million-dollar income earner. This is where people get into judgment about, it's easy for somebody to say that. This is my reflection that I do during the year that indicated $7 million income habits. $7 million from the brain.
Please get to that number. I'd love to see that. Yes.
there's some NLP. So, what is a $1 million annual income earner? How do they operate? What do they do? And I'll be honest, I didn't do that last year, so I'm committing to doing that reflection this year so that I set myself up for success.
Awesome. And thank you, Carolyn, for that. And even, for my, I look at the first part of the year, the first two quarters, I rank advanced 6 times. And then the second half of the year, I didn't. We moved. I had so many problems with the house. Even this morning, the phone is crackling. The phone's still not working properly. There's a lot of things going on, and it shifted my attitude until last week when I had, my butt kicked by an NLP trainer. So it's really powerful to get into that space and take 100% responsibility. See, some of you are still blaming your upline and your downline and, all this nonsense. I don't have time for that. You got to get out of it and go, yeah, it's up to me, and it's my attitude ultimately, right? All right, 3 more, and I want to go through these quickly for the sake of time. So how much money did I make in 2014 in Isagenix? How much money have I made so far in 2014 in Isagenix? And for those of you who are new, like Sweet Joyce, you would go in your commission history in your back office and add it up. If you don't know, come on you. You're not treating it like a business if you don't know, with the exception of Joyce. Joyce is like my sacred sweetheart this morning because she's so new. If you don't know, you're not treating this like a business. You need to know down to the penny. If you were employed in corporate America, I'd say, how much is your salary? You'd say $76,206 a year. You would know. Okay, you would know down to the penny. if you don't know and you're like, oh, my husband does that for me or whatever, then you're just playing and you're not taking responsibility, and I bet your people aren't either. You've got to know this number, okay? And if you don't know it right now, you go in and you find out, and I say this with love. You've got to know how much you've made so far. Some of you have made more than you realize. Some of you have made less. You know, we did Sandy Botkin's tax webinar last week because it's, you know, 16 days left to make some tax decisions, but you don't even know how much money you've made, right? So it's some of you don't know how much money you've made until you get your forms from Isagenix telling you. That's irresponsible, okay? So you want to make sure you know. Does anyone know?
Can I ask real quick, Susan, how you find that?
Yeah. In your back office, okay, I'm not in there right now, but under there's a section called compensation history under your reporting, and you go in and they tell you, and it's the month by month, and you can see week by week, and you add it all up. Now, some people, what they do is when they get, you know how we all get the emails telling us how much money they made, that we made, some people record that in an Excel spreadsheet so that they can keep the running tally. And in the beginning, that's what I did because I had a goal and I love Excel and I calculate my percent to goal and getting closer and closer. First year I made $50,000, the next year $180,000, the next year was about $408,000. I have it all on spreadsheets. But the biggest thing is to know where we're at, okay? It's very, very important that you know that, okay? Does anyone know?
Susan, it's Carol, and I know. I'm fortunate that I have Steve, that he does do that for me, but I don't just, you know, we have a meeting where he gives me the numbers. He lets me know how many people came into our right team, our left team, how much money we earned that week, what our total team size is. So those blueprint numbers help me to know who the leaders are, who's moving, who's enrolling, who's rank advancing. And so that's something that I learned from Steve and from you and from Jimmy, is to know the numbers. Somebody else can do the work. You know, that's something you can delegate. But it's important for me to know where I'm going or not going or plateauing. And, you know, I'm a taskmaster with myself, so I'm going to take on that lesson you gave Sue. I'm always doing, and Sue would say, Carolyn, you can take a day off because, you know, compared to last year, your business is up 30%. Or compared to last week our enrolling was down. So I said, what could I do differently? And this week our enrolling for our team members is up. So to answer the question, yes.
Yeah, good. And that's very important to know. Okay, and even if you're delegating it, I used to do it myself. Now Chris does it just because it's just one less thing for me to do. It's to know, and to know exactly. And that's, you know, you went to Paris, I went to Paris because we were all so focused on increasing our income by $175,000 over the previous year, so we had to know. Okay, two more questions. Who's jumping out there?
It's Maura. May I just quickly add to something what you were just saying with Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the fact that the blueprint category and also IsoPulse. I use those all the time. And IsoPulse, as you mentioned right at the beginning of the call, is that everyone in your downline is in your team. And so IsoPulse has given me a wonderful way to stay connected and to congratulate people. So that's enough. Really, when they say pulse, they do mean that. You're keeping your finger right on the pulse of what's happening below you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thank you, Maura, for that, because it is. It's very, very, very powerful to know, right? It's a business. This is a business, not a play thing. When I was at my retreat, you know, and people were saying, what do you do? And I was telling them, and someone said, like Amway, and I said, oh, no. That, I mean, this is like the new network marketing. And then I was sharing with them the kind of money my team generated and the kind of money that I make, and they were blown away. They're absolutely blown away. All right, two more questions. We got to wrap this up. Okay, so who were the people who supported me the most in my Isagenix family over the last year? Okay, so who were the people who supported me the most from my Isagenix family in the last year? And, you know, if you've been getting on this call and, you know, you've been listening and listening and listening, then write those people's names down, okay? You know, if you have someone crossline or inline or whatever, but in isogenics, who are those people? And I want you to make a list. And then number 10 is this, because they go hand in hand, have I truly taken time to thank them? And that's not an email. It's not a Facebook message. Those are cheesy and lame. It's a handwritten note. It's authenticity. It's putting an effort in, putting a stamp on it. You know, it's really being genuine and taking that time. And maybe you can know their address. You can, you know, prepare something and take it to them at New Year's kickoff or whatever. But it's that level of gratitude that is going to be your latitude, because it's easy to go through our lives and to not thank people. And, you know, to have a heart of gratitude is going to be one of the things that really takes you to that next level. And you listen to Jimmy Train, and he's always acknowledging other people, and he's tremendously grateful. So those are the 10 questions for this morning. Wrap this up. On Wednesday, we will do the NLP exercise. So that'll be fun. I want you to take some time today to really work on these questions. I want to acknowledge Diane and Michael and Joyce and Carol and Lewis and Sue and Gail and Carolyn for jumping out. And just to share, and it gives people permission to also do the same. And I want you to also, I'll finish with this thought. You know, a lot of things can happen in a year. You know, you start at the beginning of the year, you have your plan and your goals and, you know, all of those things. And life can happen. Things can happen. Some of the things are things we plan for, and you know, things that we've created ourselves in some way, shape, or form, because maybe we've sabotaged our eating, or we've not exercised as much, or we didn't make the calls, or we didn't do the follow-ups, or whatever the case is, but we created those situations. And some of the things come out of left field, and they take us by surprise, and they throw us out of the game. The biggest thing that I will say to you is the past is the past. And it's only ever going to serve you to hold on to it as long as you can learn lessons from it. And to look at the past with this, write this word down, compassion. Compassion for yourself and compassion for everyone, even the people who hurt you, even the people who said nasty things and did nasty things, to have compassion to know that there are people who are hurting themselves. And so as we go in, the last call I'm doing is going to be Monday the 22nd of December. As we go into these last calls and really, really ending this year in a place of beautiful reflection, but also empowerment and going forward and saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going to own 2015 never before. And maybe for some of you, it's like Sue Field, it's going to be committing to less and doing more. Maybe for people like Joyce, it's going to be keeping that ebullition of excitement going that she feels now going all the way through 2015. Maybe for people, you know, like Michael, who's learned a lot now, and he didn't even do himself a service because he was in the car, and, you know, it's hard to be as heartfelt when you're focusing on other things, but, you know, his confidence grew. I saw Michael grow as a man. I mean, he's just living into this beautiful man that, you know, I know will inspire many other men to be this father, this husband, this team leader, just incredible, whatever it is, you know, to be like Diane, to create that anchor where 5 cycles a day just the new minimum for her, right? So whatever it is. So with that, I love you guys, and we'll be back here tonight for the incredible Eric Ware. Eric's an amazing, amazing person. And then I will be training on Wednesday, apparently, get my head on straight here a little bit, and we will be doing an NLP regression exercise. It's very quick. I've also got some more questions to ask you to prepare for 2015. So with that, very quickly, I'd like to hear from one or two people. What are you taking away from today?
This is a million-dollar call, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Lewis.
It really, really is. If people go back and go seriously through every question, it's very powerful stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the part about compassion, Susan. It's Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm really, really good. And, yeah, compassion. Absolutely huge. Who else wants to jump out?
Hey, Susan, this is Shelley.
Hey, Shelley.
I have to say, this morning I woke up and something told me to make sure that I was on this call, and I am so grateful that I am, because it definitely did a lot of mind shifting for me, and it so much what I have to do to really empower myself for the next day. So I just want to thank you for this wonderful call.
You are so welcome, so welcome, so welcome, and I would never put you guys through anything that I hadn't done myself. And I've been working on this stuff for the last 6 weeks, you know, myself, and it's also meant making some tough decisions and some changes in my life that aren't necessarily things that, you know, I feel comfortable with, because they're tough, right, to be very candid. But the reality is that old patterns will never yield new results. Okay, so I'll finish with that. You can retweet that. I just did that one on the moment. But old patterns will never yield new results. Okay, so you post that, whatever, but I think it's very profound to think that way. So I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing day, and I will hear many of you tonight. So God bless, and let's rock it, and we'll be here tomorrow morning.